The sunshine feels so good. It's different than the start we had this morning with all the fog. This is Chicago's Afternoon News, and as you know, it is our 100th anniversary, and some of the audio that we're going to share with you coming up will blow you away and bring back some great memories. More guests on the way, but ladies, we got to talk about wealth and making sure everything is lined up. Yeah, women and wealth, it's not often discussed, but we're going to do it right now on Chicago's Afternoon News. Karen Levy is with us. She is with Associated Bank. And Karen, not just with Associated Bank, go ahead and tell them what you do.
Hi, good afternoon. Thanks for having me. I am the group manager for our private banking wealth management group here in Chicago.
That's a big title. You certainly have dealt with a lot of women in your industry who might have walked in and really not taking the steps they need to secure their own wealth. And if I've learned anything over the past 5 days, that is to expect the unexpected. Really, for some reason, I thought I was going to be the person that never got COVID, and I got it. And then when you sit there for hours on end and you're like, okay, do I have everything in order? Have I done everything right? So let's cover some of the things women should plan for, because the unexpected is always going to pop up. So let's start with budgeting and managing debt, because that seems to be an issue these days.
Correct. Everyone needs to take a look at things, and people don't plan for what's going to come their way, anything that's unexpected. So by having a budget and managing that, you're going to see what's coming in and what's going out. You might even be surprised at how much you're actually spending on things like entertainment or dining out each month. So with most things, there are many ways to create a budget. You can do a simple spreadsheet, one column for income, one column for expenses. And of course, you want the goal to be more income than expenses. So then you can take that excess income and save and put it away for a future occurrence.
I think one of the things that women spend money on that might not necessarily fall in our husband's category is gifting. It seems like most of the women I know spend an enormous amount of money because we're the ones shopping for birthday gifts, anniversary presents. We pick out the wedding gifts, and that's never anything we budget for.
Correct. No, we look at our regular monthly expenses, our gas, our electric, our cell phone, but you don't plan for those occurrences and celebrations that come up. So once you have your regular expenses, you're going to want to go through and look for those seasonal. You know, what are you buying for Christmas gifts or holiday gifts, birthday gifts, your property taxes or car insurance? All those happen once or twice, or with the gifting a couple times a year, and you need to allocate for that.
What about an emergency fund? My mom used to always say, you need to keep a little money on the side. and now we know that's more important than ever, but it's not like in the closet, in a sock, in a safe at home. It needs to be more formal.
Correct. You want to kind of figure out what your additional expenses are going to be, or what you think any unexpected expenses are going to be, and kind of take that amount and divide by your number of pay periods. If you're paid biweekly, take a portion of that and put away each month. If you need $100, take that $100, put it in a savings or money market account to earn a couple interest. If $100 is too much each paycheck, start at $25. But you really want to put that away and figure out what you may need. And then once you kind of have your budget, then you want to plan for that emergency fund that you were talking to and have about 3 to 12 months of living expenses saved aside so that if you have a loss of job or a medical ailment that you can't work and your income decreases, you're going to want to have that set. And that's going to depend on your living situation, too. If you're single, if you're married, two incomes versus one. And you got to remember, the more people in your household, the more opportunity for those unexpected expenses.
I hope you're listening to what she has to say, because it's important stuff. This is Karen Levy we're talking to. She is Senior VP and Private Banking Group Manager at Associated Bank in Private Banking and Wealth Management. And I think one of the things that I thought about over the past 5 days when I was just kind of sick was, oh, man, what if you can't get back to work? What if a tornado hit? You know, there's so many times we see disasters on TV, or we just live through, you know, the pandemic that none of us were prepared for. How do we incorporate that into our wealth plan and actually preparing for what might be something we never see coming?
Yeah, you do have to think about that. You know, you have to look where you live. Are you in a place where there could be tornadoes or hurricanes, wildfires? We're seeing that across the nation in the last couple of years, or an earthquake. So you need to be prepared to deal with that. One of the big things is your insurance. You want to make sure your insurance coverage will protect you from those possibilities. If you live in, you know, a high place for earthquakes, you want to make sure there's earthquake coverage or damage protection for there. So deep conversations with your insurance agent is a smart thing. You want to make sure that you're covered for what your needs could be, not just a basic blanket policy.
It really is just stuff that we should think about, but we don't often think about. So thanks for reviewing that. I think it's always nice for people to hear, like, oh, maybe I should put that on my to-do list and get that done. What about retirement accounts? How do we prepare for an emergency? We're watching the markets drop. People are panicking when they're looking at their 401ks. What should we do when it comes to saving for retirement?
Yeah, you definitely want to put away for retirement, and starting early is the key. I know most of us have an age kind of set for retirement, but planning for the unexpected, some of us may find ourselves out of jobs later in life, not ready for retirement, but retirement just came knocking on the door. So starting early, putting money away in your retirement plan, use your 401k at work. That money gets put away from your paycheck, tax-free or pre-tax, and then you don't miss it from your paycheck. It just savings automatically. And a lot of companies will match what you put away. So that's almost free money that you can save for. You should have a distribution strategy in place. So if retirement, recessions, bear markets, unexpected financial emergencies, they all recur when we retire as well, and sometimes multiple times during our retirement. So you want to manage your investments based on your risk tolerance. So someone who is single and in their 20s and has 50 years till retirement may be a riskier investor, may be more aggressive because they have time on their side. Someone who's married in their 50s with kids is going to be a less risky investor because they're going to need the money sooner rather than later.
One of my dearest friends that I've known since age 14 handed me the paperwork last week to be her power of attorney when it comes to healthcare. And I go, what is this about? And she's like, just in case, you never know if something comes up. So I love the information you're sharing. Could people reach out to you if they had questions, or maybe they want to come and have a sit down and discuss some of this further?
Yes, of course. They can reach me at Associated Bank. My direct dial is area code 312-544-4604.
Thanks for joining us. A check on traffic now with Gabe.